This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Fungal infections on corn in the field can potentially produce a dangerous byproduct known as mycotoxins. Mycotoxins can be dangerous to humans and animals eating the infected corn if toxin levels are high enough. Fungal infections in corn are typically driven by the environment, with moisture and damage to the plant driving potential mold formation. SDSU Extension Plant Pathology Field Specialist Madeline Shires encourages farmers to scout their fields before harvest to assess if fungal infections are present.
Mycotoxins can't be seen. However, they would more than likely be able to see the evidence of the fungus growing in the ear. Not all fungus on the ear is going to be producing mycotoxins, but if you're seeing moldy ears on your plants, then there's a possibility that you could have a mycotoxin associated with that.
Shires advises sending samples of infected corn to the South Dakota Plant Diagnostic Lab to identify the type of mold, potential mycotoxins, and level of toxicity.
If the infected ears isolated to one little part of the field and you could kind of just go around that, that would help a lot because then it's not going to have as much post-harvest work to make it a usable product.
Corn with mycotoxin levels deemed troublesome should be stored separately from other grains and blended to safe levels for marketing and feeding. Adding mold inhibitors or drying the corn will not diminish mycotoxin presence, but can halt future mycotoxin formation. For greater details on mycotoxin testing, visit the corn page at extension.sdstate.edu.